RadioMD.com.
It's time for Health Radio.
Health Radio.
With Melanie Cole.
The FDA has banned artificial trans fats from a wide variety of foods, anything from microwave popcorn to frozen pizza, citing an increased risk of heart disease. The Food and Drug Administration on Tuesday said it will give manufacturers 3 years to remove artificial trans fats from the nation's food supply, and it's a move that the agency estimates could reduce coronary heart disease and prevent thousands of heart attack deaths each year. The action is an important step forward for public health, and it's an action that the FDA is taking based upon the strength of the science that they have, and that from Susan Main, director of the agency's Center for Food Safety and Applied Nutrition. The announcement won broad praise from public health advocacy groups such as the Center for Science and Public Interest, the American Heart Association. You know, so many of these associations are lauding this decision. I know there are people out there that are saying, now we have one more government intervention in our food, in our... But I don't think that there is really anybody who could say in their right mind, except possibly Donald Trump, that trans fats are generally regarded as safe. They're not. The science is there. It's been proven, it's been shown that they contribute to heart disease, they cause plaques in the arteries. You know, the human toll has got to be in the hundreds of thousands or higher, and they are calling it the biggest food processing disaster ever. I don't know why they started it in the first place, but trans fats are now have to be out in the next 3 years from the foods that you eat, no matter what they are. So we'll be looking at those labels. We'll certainly keep you informed of this. And you know that some of the companies can petition the FDA for special permission in specific cases. I'm not sure what those specific cases really would be. In our next stories, doctors call it defensive medicine. They order extra tests, they perform extra procedures, and they plan C-sections or push for more office visits because they think that without them, they're at greater risk for being sued. But the studies do not support this notion that this extra precaution is reducing their risk of being sued. In this ever litigious society that we live in, doctors practice defensive medicine. They do. They're afraid. However, studies that have been coming out have seen and shown that the doctors that are being sued are also doctors that have been sued in the past. 70% of all malpractice-related expenses over a five-year period found that only 6% of obstetricians accounted for that, 70%. So there's not a big amount of doctors that are getting sued. It's just certain doctors are getting sued. And what some of these studies are showing is that the doctors that get complained about the most, the doctors that rush their patients through, and you know that I'm a big health advocate and I like to teach people health advocacy and getting along with your doctor, but the doctors that they've seen getting sued are the ones that rushed their patients through their sessions, did not explain the reasons for their tests or ignored them. They were complained about and they were poor communicators. So the secret to this might just be that doctors have to communicate better. They have to be a little more patient with their patients. They have to show that they care, you know, and the doctors that were more likely to use humor and laugh with their patients and get their patients to talk and express their opinions were sued less. So I don't know. Call me crazy. I think it sounds common sense. You know, I've been in the business a long time and I think that you have to show compassion. Spend time. Don't rush. These are great stories. You're listening to Health Radio right here on Radio MD. Keep listening. We got a great show coming up.